Welcome to Club Kingsnake. Once again, we're doing another South by Southwest Spotlight interview. Tonight, we've got Josh Strawn, who's the lead vocalist and guitarist for a band called Blacklist, which is a post-punk band out of New York. How are you tonight, Josh?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I've been listening to your music, and it's tough for me to hear the South in your voice. When I hear the music, I think England. I think somewhere in Birmingham or Manchester.
Right.
I certainly don't think the South of the United States. What brought you to this kind of music?
Actually, when I moved to New York in the summer of 2004, I was not listening to a lot of rock and roll. I had a pretty heavy background in the darker side of post-punk, the Sisters of Mercy, The Cure, all of your standbys, Echo and the Bunnymen, and that sort of thing. But, gradually, years go by, I kind of got tired of it and started listening to a lot of Baroque pop and Scott Walker and Love and that kind of sort of 60s stuff that was also dark as well. But, I moved to the city and picked up a Comsat Angels box set, and it just kind of all clicked again, and met Ryan, the bass player. He wanted to start a band, and we just kind of went from there.
When did you guys start the band?
Summer of 2004, I guess, we kind of started getting together and making some noise. We were actually both listening to a lot of British metal at the time, believe it or not. When we first started playing, the sound was a lot heavier than what you hear now. More influenced by Iron Maiden and Motorhead than, say, The Church or The Sound.
When I listen to your music, I hear The Fall, The Call, I hear U2, I hear Early Cure, I hear Simple Minds, I hear Joy Division. So I really hear that darker post-punk coming out in your music. Tell me, did your social work impact your darkness? Or was it your philosophy major?
It would be hard to say. I wouldn't say so necessarily. It definitely sort of informs the spirit of what we do now. I always sort of gravitated towards darker, more minor key music. I guess my experiences in terms of, like you say, social work, activism, etc., had kind of left me a bit, not angsty, but maybe disillusioned and sort of interested in creating music that was very forward-moving, kind of like the sound of momentum. I felt like everything was very stagnant, not just musically, but culturally and politically, too.
Do you prefer recording your music, or do you prefer performing it live?
I mean, I guess this is a standard answer, and you probably get it from anybody, but it's just they're two different monsters. It's great to get in the studio and just go, nuts with all of your ideas for your little bells and whistles and tiny little sounds and nuances, and playing live, just that energy and the response you get from an audience. I'd say I couldn't choose one over the other.
You released your first EP for free on the web. How has the response been to that?
It's been kind of interesting. I guess sort of I've played music for at least 10, 12 years, and this is the first band I've been in the era of file sharing, MySpace, etc. So it's been sort of fascinating to me. For me, making music in Virginia years ago, it was very difficult being in a band that sounded like Slow Dive and My Bloody Valentine in the Shenandoah Valley. It was hard to get an audience.
Well, everybody keeps wanting you to play Freebird, and that's just not
right. We haven't worked that one out yet, but yeah, it's been amazing just to see how the culture can pick up. We get emails from Italy and Germany and France and all over the place, so the response has been great.
It's pretty amazing. MySpace, I think, is probably the great leveler for the whole music industry, because, anybody from you all the way up to Bob Dylan has a MySpace
page.
You guys scored a South by Southwest gig.
Right.
Boy, and what a gig. You're opening for some pretty big people. Tell me who you're playing with.
Well, our showcase is going to be with the new project from Mark Burgess of the Chameleons called Bird, and Hugh Cornwell, the ex-lead singer of the Stranglers.
That should draw an interesting crowd.
Yeah, I mean, I feel at once very honored and also very at home. I think those are two artists us, so it'll be fantastic to be sharing the stage with them.
What did it feel like when you got the email and it told you who you were going to be on stage with?
Well, I mean, it probably goes without saying to a listener of our music that I'm hugely influenced by Chameleon, so I was pretty floored. You know, I'd been personally just making my own plan to go see his new band. I didn't anticipate that I'd be seeing them from the stage, so no, it was wonderful.
You were a philosophy major, and looking at some of the articles about your band, it seems that there's one thing that keeps coming back, and that's the word truth.
Right.
Tell me about truth and what it means to your band.
I came to university and to the study of philosophy totally enamored of postmodernism and a lot of the fashionable sort of philosophies have taken the front seat probably since the 1970s, and my experience with it was one of gradual disenchantment. For people who are big philosophy aficionados, you know, the standard, and this is a simplification, but this, you know, one of the standard points of the postmodernist movement is that truth is relative or unattainable. And I think coming from a position where you want to make concrete political decisions, or really any kind of decisions, you kind of have to embrace the idea of the truth. I think for us, going back to the, in the rock and roll sense, the old three chords and the truth kind of thing, is still much more immediate than this sort of mushy relativist kind of thing that's overtaken everybody.
Besides the South by Southwest gig, have you got any other live shows on tap?
We're actually in the middle of recording an LP, our first full-length record. So South by Southwest is something that's just kind of come up in the midst of that. So we don't have anything outside of Austin slated for the moment, but once we finish the record, we're definitely going to be getting out and playing some shows.
Are you going to be playing songs primarily from the new record when you do your South by Southwest set?
It's going to be about half and half, I would say. There's going to be some songs from the first EP and then a lot of tracks from the new one, so people get a chance to hear, you know, sort of where the sound is going.
Are there any bands that you want to see besides the ones that are already on your set when you come to South By? I know that that's one of the things that all the bands do is check out all the other gigs to see who's playing. I missed a Gang of Four gig last year in a parking garage, and I'll kick myself forever for it.
Right, that's amazing. Now there's plenty of acts, of course. You know, I'm excited about seeing the Stooges. You know, this new band from Denmark called Mew is playing, I believe. Robin Hitchcock and the what is his new band, the Venus 3 or something, which I couldn't believe was Peter Buck, and as best I could tell, Bill Rieflin of Ministry, which, you know, Robin Hitchcock's always great, and everything I've heard off that new record.
And that should be a pretty interesting sound with those three.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I know that the Buzzcock show is going to be an interesting show.
Oh, yeah, that's another. The list is so long, it's easy to forget.
Have you got any post-South By or day party plans at this point?
Yeah, we're doing an in-store at the end of an year, 1 p.m., with Thurston Moore on, I believe it's Friday or Saturday. You can double check our MySpace page for that.
What's your website address and your MySpace address?
Our MySpace is myspace.com/blacklistmusic, and the website is www.listofblack.com.
And you can go download their first EP up there for free. Check them out for South by Southwest. You'll be opening up for Hugh Cornwell and Mark Burgess's new band, Bird. Everybody check them out at South by Southwest. This is Jeff Berenger reporting for Club Kingsnake.
Snapshot of a headline, and you see the crime. You see more than you think. Somebody dies to make a scene, and we clear the bench. Killed again with precision, but no bullets scatter on the bedroom floor. Make a beautiful movie to replace your heart. Inside of you, everything that's real escapes you. And when you're gone, only your rejections live. Sacred sacrifice. You've done it again. You'll do it. time.